Do you remember the old Johnny Horton ballad called Sink the Bismarck? It told the story of a naval battle early in the Second World War when a group of British ships set out to sink the Nazi Germany's most powerful battleship, the Bismarck. One of the lines in the song goes like this: "We gotta sink the Bismarck because the world depends on us." That's a lot like the approach that we evangelical Christians tend to take in spreading the gospel. We act as though we're spreading the gospel because the world depends on us. That mindset certainly drives many people to do some heroic things, but there is a downside. It can make us think that salvation is something that depends primarily on what we do. But the Bible tells us that salvation depends on Jesus, not on us. Jesus did all that needed to be done, all indeed that could be done, to secure the salvation of the human race. That is the good news of the gospel. Whenever we try to add to that, thinking our efforts are needed to somehow finish or complete the process, we end up distorting the message. The world's salvation does not depend on us. No one's salvation depends on us. But we are blessed to have a part in the process of sharing the good news. We have the privilege to preach it, spread it, share it, print it, and broadcast it. There are so many ways we've been blessed to take part, but no person's salvation is won or lost on our account. God is never hamstrung by our ineptitude, lack of effectiveness, irresponsibility, or laziness, any more than he is spared from losing anyone because of our great skills of oration or persuasion. We have a part in the work of the gospel by grace, not by necessity. It is by grace we share in the work of the gospel, but the Father, Son, and the Spirit are the ones getting the job done, not us. Jesus said in John 13:35, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." When Christians work together in love, the understanding of faith grows. But when Christianity has been used as a cloak for greed, aggression, or political advantage, the gospel has been discredited. Real Christian love produces a climate in which the gospel can germinate and bear fruit in others. The world's salvation doesn't depend on us, and thinking that way easily leads to mistakes and a false sense of importance. But Jesus is at work in us, through the Holy Spirit, to live up to what we believe, according to our opportunities and means. And as we do that, we may not change the course of history, but we will, by God's grace, in name and in power of the Spirit, have made a difference. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.